Hi, my name's Julie Mackin, and welcome to More Civil Societies. Yesterday, I read in The Conversation that global warming had already led to the disappearance of at least 5 reef islands in the remote Solomon Islands as a result of sea level rise and coastal erosion, and a further 6 islands have been severely eroded. These islands, lost to the sea, range in size from 1 to 5 hectares. They supported dense tropical vegetation that was at least 300 years old. One of the islands was home to 25 families, and it's lost more than half of its habitable area, with 11 houses washed into the sea. This is the first scientific evidence published in the Environmental Research Letters that confirms the numerous anecdotal accounts from across the Pacific of the dramatic impacts of climate change on coastlines and people. I don't say that, or rather repeat that, just to wreck your day or make everyone sad. I report it because it's devastating for the families, ecologies, and the little islands themselves that have been lost forever. And I say it because this is what is already happening at a time when we have had less than 1 degree of global warming, with money now firming up for a 2 to 3 degree temperature increase within the next few decades. And I say it to give context to what I wanted to discuss today. And look, really, I was torn between talking about the existential threat posed by global warming and how we respond to that, and the growing problem of profoundly crap leadership in Australia, America, China, Russia, the Philippines, and the UK, to mention just some of the most troublesome, threatening, and incompetent political leaders. But I think all of these issues are actually linked, though I want to limit this to Australia, which is a place where we all retain at least a modicum of agency via the federal elections every 3 years. We have, over the last few decades, had really fleeting and pedestrian leadership, with the exit door spinning wildly as Rudd, Abbott, Gillard, Turnbull, and tragically now Morrison, swinging in for just long enough to change the letterhead and not much else. None of this was really too much of an issue because apart from the GFC, there weren't that many monster issues that demanded good leadership. And there was a fair bit of momentum left in the ship of state that meant things kept rolling despite the parlous state of politics. Well, that dubious state of grace has ground to a halt. Right now, we in Australia have some very real, non-negotiable issues that we need to get smart about or we will go under. In no apparent order, these are the drought, or the truly scary question, is this drought or is this the new normal with climate change? And whatever the answer to that, the drought is grinding on and taking rivers, communities, commodities and ecologies with it. That trade war Morrison's mate Trump keeps investing in is also really hurting farming families. The wool clip is small because the drought is so bad, but even so, with China buying most of our wool, they are cranky with little US Australia here, so prices are falling, as is the volume. The economy, it's also losing momentum and slowly winding down. The Reserve Bank has thrown everything at it to get it going again, to no avail. Wages remain historically low because the only way wages are going to begin to rise is if we all get collectively organised and insist on less corporate profits and higher, fairer wages. But that takes working together in things called unions, and wave after wave of legislation has ensured that outside servicing enterprise agreements, unions have very little power. So wages are not going up anytime soon. So nor is consumption. And therefore, all those small family businesses that rely on us to consume stuff we don't necessarily need but would really like are going out backwards. So unemployment is again rising. And that's despite the fact that if you have worked so much as an hour this week, you'll be referred to as an employed person. Not even this kind of nonsense will bring unemployment down. We also have outstanding issues like a rise in the number of First Nation people dying in police custody, the ongoing torture of refugees held on Manus Island and Nauru, and of course the weekly slaughter of women by the men that say they love them. With Morrison channeling Trump, and sorry if you're having breakfast because that's not a pretty image, but all we get from him is spin about not frightening kids as his policies cook their future. And denial and obfuscation as the media attempt to question him on his attack on the UN, on his insistence on bringing his pastor, his spiritual advisor, to the White House, and then having that same man knocked back because it turns out that same man is still being investigated by police because his father was a pedophile and he covered for his father. Anyway, details, all just gossip as far as Morrison's concerned. And of course, nor will he answer same questions about the economy. So with the temperature rising, now is the time for all of us to get organised at our schools, at our workplaces, at our tuck shops, our libraries, our neighbourhoods, to work out how we prepare for a tougher economy, a wilder climate, and a less resilient nation. Look, it turns out we can't outsource this work anymore to folks who work in Canberra. But then I suspect previous generations have always known there are some things too important to be left to politicians. It's clearly our time and our place. If we are willing to step up and care enough, we really need to begin thinking about these huge issues that are affecting our community, because I give you the tip, no one in Canberra, no politician is giving them serious thought at the moment.